In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Stanley Culpepper, Associate Professor of Weed Science at the University of Georgia. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The one that's probably the most common is selection pressure. When you're so dependent on a single type of weed management, for example, a herbicide, and you apply it time and time and time again, there's one naturally occurring biotype plant out there. It's just different. And by different, in this case, for example, it would be resistant to glyphosate. Now, 99% of the plants we control very effectively, but with this one plant being different, he can tolerate glyphosate. That one plant survived. And when he survives, he then produces progeny, and he continues to spread. And that's essentially one of the major factors that go into a role.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What we would encourage our growers to do, if they make an application and they have weeds of the exact same size that they treat at the same time, and one dies, or a few die, and a few live, yet all the other weed species that given herbicide was supposed to control die, that is a good indication that we're seeing some kind of diversity within the genetic population showing possible resistance. Again, it may not be, but if you see that factor where you got one living and one dead right beside each other, they were the same size, treated the same time, we would encourage you to call your extension personnel to ask for guidance.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The extension personnel have developed recommendations on helping delay resistance, also for the poor folks who have resistance, especially the glyphosate resistance, how to manage it. And also the National Cotton Council has developed a learning module that we would encourage everyone to get on the website and take a look at. The importance, I think, is knowledge.